The U.S. Supreme Court in 2006 struck down Vermont's campaign finance laws. Since then, Vermont officials have struggled to craft legislation that can survive court review. A bill currently before the Senate Government Operations Committee would require stepped-up disclosure and set new campaign contribution limits. Middlebury College Associate Professor of Political Science, Bert Johnson.
The law as it has been proposed would actually increase those contribution limits. So that would be perfectly all right with the Constitution. The question is, how low could limits go before the Supreme Court would strike down the law again, as it did in the past? And that, I think, sort of depends on a judgment call about whether the limits would allow candidates to collect enough money to wage effective campaigns.
The committee recently adjusted the contribution levels in the proposal up to $5,000 for statewide candidates, $2,000 for Senate candidates, and $1,000 for House candidates. Vermont Public Interest Research Group Executive Director Paul Burns says those amounts are too high.
The committee changed what had been about 6 years of continued progress and commitment to reducing the amount of money in the campaigns. They changed course rather dramatically. They are, I think, at least considering some of the arguments that VPIRG made and that the League of Women Voters of Vermont made as well about our really serious concerns about the bill. In fact, we couldn't support it as it is written right now because it is no longer a campaign finance reform bill. It's a bill that would allow more money into elections, and there's no need for that here in Vermont.
Vermont Secretary of State Jim Condos notes that the limits being proposed are higher than what was originally proposed, but are still less than allowed under current law. Condos says the committee's goal is to create a campaign finance bill that can pass legal challenges.
I disagreed with the position of VPIRG on this particular issue only because you don't get everything you want in every bill. They support everything in the bill except for these limits. And it would be a mistake to let this opportunity for transparency and essentially putting the citizens of Vermont in a position where they know where the money's coming from and what it's being spent on. That's what this bill is designed to do, is to let the public know who's paying for the elections. And I think it's a mistake to say the whole bill is bad because of one section of it.
Vermont Democratic Party spokesman Ryan Emerson agrees that the entire bill should not be rejected due to one objection.
Obviously, there's a lot of different sides to this bill, and we have been following the changes in the committee. From our position, they're headed in the right direction. There's more disclosure for super PAC spending. I think that's one of the major issues. So we really hope we get this passed. We know that the governor says that he's willing to sign it, and electronic filing, we think that's another important aspect as well. But overall, I think that most Vermonters are just happy to see something being done.
The chair of the Senate Government Operations Committee was in session and unavailable for comment in time for this broadcast. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.